Now, our next guest is artistic director David Bulger from Cosheachame Dance Theatre, ahead of Cosheachame's Connections, joining the dots of everything Cosheachame does, which is a week-long celebration of dance by Ireland's leading dance company. It begins this November 2nd, which is Saturday, to November 9th, a week-long of dance celebrations. And I began by asking David, what is in store for us for a week-long celebration of dance?
Well, it's a week which we titled Cosheachame Connections, which is, I suppose, it's a week-long celebration of dance and of the activities that Cosheachame are involved in through performance, through film screenings, talks. We've got a very large outreach department in Cosheachame, and it's in a way of us bringing everything together in one kind of week to allow people to experience the kind of different levels of the work that we do, and engage with us, you know, on a for the week, you know, if they want. And it's a very busy program. Starting this Saturday, with the 2nd of November, where we have six short screenings, dance film screenings from our youth group called Creative Steps. And Creative Steps is a youth dance ensemble that from the ages of 16 to 26 that we run. And they, one of the projects that we did with them, it was to make short dance films. And so we're now presenting them the IFI, and they were mentored. The students themselves were mentored by Peter Kelly, who helped to mentor the whole film process. And literally, the task was that the youth group were to not only write the films, but they were to direct them and to choreograph them and come up with the concept. And they each helped each other. So we're very proud of these short films. They're all in about 5 minutes long. And the six of them are very excited to premiere them at the IFI this Saturday. So that's one of the pieces in Cosheachame Connections. On Sunday, the 3rd of November, we have a piece called Take a Leap, Bridge the Gap. It's a combination of a performance project that we did called the Choreography Project. And the Choreography Project is a project we've been running for 4 years, which allows people to engage with, I suppose, more creative about how dance is made, or, you know, how to choreograph something. And we've worked with a group of several groups of people that have joined up to engage with different artists. So we've had this choreography project led by dancer and choreographer Jen Fleener, who's danced with the company for the last 10 years or over the last 10 years. And she has worked with the group to create a project from scratch to help them, give them the tools to create their own choreography. And we've a showing of that on Sunday in the studio here in Sackville Place. And we're very excited again about this, because it's new work, and it really, I suppose, tries to demystify the notion of how dance is made and how one choreographs, or where do you start.
And with a week-long celebration of dance, I would take as well that many of the events would allow new audiences to experience dance that may not have in the past.
Yeah, because a lot of I suppose my concern, or, you know, my mission as artistic director of the company is obviously to show professional work and to build an audience for dance within Ireland. But I think part of the building that audience is helping people to understand dance and to understand, to be able to read it in a way, and to be able to comment. And and I think part and foremost of something like the Choreography Project, it's really about trying to give people the tools in order to do that, to read dance, so that, you know, a lot of the Choreography Project will actually be made by the participants themselves. They're not learning a dance or anything. They're actually learning how to make one. And to flesh out the subject matter, and how do you use dance to tell that story, or how dance is made. So that's a very exciting kind of development. I think it's in its fourth year this year, so it's been a very popular program.